Tonight we'll be treated to Brother Ronald Gilbert.
Woody Allen, a very famous actor, writer, and director from the 1960s, even into this very present day, was once asked, what is your secret to success? And he said, 80% of success is in just showing up. As for myself, I'll make an announcement tonight. I'm not going to ever be a professional football player or a professional basketball player, the NFL or the NBA. And in part, that's because, well, I'm not talented enough, but I've never showed up for the first tryouts. And I'm not going to make it. You've got to show up in order to have a chance at that. I'm also not going to be a lawyer or a doctor, at least at this stage in the game. Why? Because I've never studied law, and I've never studied medicine, and hence it's just not in my future. My goal and my aspirations for life is to be a successful Christian, and therefore showing up is most important. Also, to be a successful soul winner for the Lord, and showing up in ways that God commands us to show up is most important for us to be able to accomplish these goals. How can we be successful saints in the sight of God? Show up and do the works that God identifies for us to do as Christians. You know, Jesus sets forth an example for us as to the importance of showing up, does He not? Take into consideration in the book of John chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 12. Jesus, not long after the onset of His ministry, begins to launch out. And as He goes about, and in the selection of His disciples and such, as they are going about throughout the world at that time, Jesus showed up at a wedding in Cana. Now, the context reveals is that it appears as if His mother Mary was some sort of a wedding coordinator. She's taking care of making sure that they've got plenty to eat and drink, if you would. And we know that they've ran out of the drink, and therefore she charges Jesus to do His part in bringing forth more drink. And therefore Jesus, in this context, turned the water to wine. Now, you and I know, as Christians, that we're really and truly honest with not only this context, but the broader context of the New Testament Scripture, is that Jesus did not turn this water to an intoxicating wine. Why? Because God condemns drinking and getting drunk, and if Jesus would have done that, then He would have been a contributor to the possibilities of them drinking and becoming drunk, and then He's going to condemn them for that? That doesn't make any sense to me. But what we do learn from this context is that that which our Lord was able to demonstrate, that which Jesus was able to produce, was far more superior than that which these individuals had been consuming up to this point in time. And therefore, in Jesus showing up at that wedding of Cana, well, to begin with, we see His obedience to His mother, but then also we see is that He is out to glorify our Heavenly Father. On another occasion, we learn is that Jesus showed up at a funeral. In fact, this is not the only time that Jesus shows up whenever death takes place. And in this context, the widow of Nain, as the Scripture identifies, and He's in Nain, and as we look to the context, Jesus sees the funeral procession coming out of Nain. And the Scripture identifies in regard to Jesus in the very beginning of that is that He was moved with compassion. Well, what does that mean? It means that He was touched by what it was that He saw, and by what He saw, also I believe that it is inferred what He realized. You see, the widow's son would have been responsible for taking care of her. And now with the passing of her son, she's going to be left to fend for herself or others who are outsiders going to take care of her. And nobody takes care of their own like family, correct? And therefore, Jesus, in His having compassion upon her, friends, He resurrected that man from the grave, gave him his life back, but also gave the mother a fresher look, a brighter opportunity in life because of what it is that He did for her. And because Jesus showed up in this context, you and I know that He has love for us and that He has compassion. And also, we understand that He knows what it is to lose someone. He knew for this lady what it meant for her, but also He felt sorrow, I believe, for her, as also is demonstrated in John chapter 11, verse 35. Whenever Lazarus died, the Scripture says that Jesus wept, which incidentally also is the shortest verse in the New Testament Scripture. But you know, again, the Bible identifies that Christ showed up when men were hungry. On at least two different occasions, the Bible shares with us is that Jesus fed multitudes of people as He was going about. And on one occasion, He fed a multitude of about 4,000. And then on another situation and setting, Jesus had the opportunity to feed 5,000. And in this, He performed miracles in order to accomplish what it is that God had set before Him to meet the needs of the people of that day. And again, why did Jesus do this? He was moved with compassion. He saw these individuals as that from a physical standpoint, they needed to eat. That's the way in which God has designed us, isn't it? And most of us eat three meals a day, and sometimes we'll even snack a little more than that because the body says, hey, I need a little more. And in this, though, Jesus showed up to help these individuals during their time of need in order to give them the necessity, a necessity, for the sustaining of their life. We identify from this is that God is able to take little to nothing and to do great things with it. Amen? He's able to take that which looks to be a dire situation and to turn it around to where it is a blessing for people and also will bring glory and honor to our God. As you go on and study the life and teachings of Jesus and Him showing up, Jesus also showed up. The only begotten Son of God showed up to worship our God. The context in Luke chapter 2 and Luke chapter 4 and Luke chapter 5 and Matthew's account, Matthew chapter 13, He's showing up to the synagogue. And as you read and study from the Old Testament Scripture, you'll learn is that the synagogue, and in the New Testament specific, the synagogue is where the Jews came to worship. And He was a Jew. And worship was a very top priority for the Jews. And if it is a top priority for those who are chosen of God, can you imagine how important it must have been for the one who is God? Deity Himself took time out of His schedule to go and to worship our Heavenly Father, to go and to worship one of whom Himself, He Himself, was equal with. And friends, in this, we understand from our broader understanding and discussion out of Scripture is that this identifies the submission of Jesus to our Heavenly Father. And it serves also as an example to each and every one of us is that if these things were important to our Lord, then in like figure, they must of necessity be important to all of us as His followers, as disciples of the Lord. But friends, also, and you're not surprised, I trust, by any of these, but certainly by the not by the last one, because our Savior showed up in a very big way, did He not, for each and every one of us. He could have walked away, I believe, from the cross by simply refusing and going on and living like anyone else. But He didn't. He stood out. And He stood out verbally, and He stood out in the way in which He lived His life, knowing full well that these things would ultimately lead to Him dying the cruel and undeserving death at Calvary's cross. And therefore, I contend is that Jesus showed up for each and every one of us in a sacrificial manner, giving His life, shedding His blood in order for you and me to be able to have the means of redemption. And in our obedience to Christ in baptism, then to be able to share and to enjoy a relationship with God here and now in this world, but also to be able to look beyond this world unto being in heaven with our God throughout eternity someday. Now let's put these things into practice, at least in part. As Christians, there are so many different ways that we must show up. Somebody said to me before the service tonight, they said, if you are going to preach on worship, coming to worship services, you're preaching to the choir. And yes, I realize is that those who are back tonight, more times than not, you are the ones who are back on Sunday nights, and I commend you for that. And I am going to mention that, but at the same time, there are so many different ways that we must show up as Christians in order for us to be pleasing to God, as well as in order for us to be successful in our mission to be seen as pleasing to God, as well as in soul winners for the Lord. Tonight I want us to begin with thinking about that we should show up at hospitals and nursing homes. We have a large group throughout the course of any year, and in fact you might even say over the course of a month, who fall sick within this congregation. Some of them are homebound, and we need to show up with phone calls, we need to show up with cards, as well as personal visits whenever we have members who are down and out and not able to be out and be with us. But even in a greater way, I'm going to suggest tonight, whenever we have people who are in hospitals and in nursing homes, we have great opportunities laid before us and responsibilities and a privilege even to go and to show these people how much we care for them, and to take the opportunities in like figure to pray for them during the times in which we are in their presence. And can you imagine what a shot in the arm that is? Not like maybe they're getting by the doctor if they're in the hospital, but it is a boost of encouragement to these individuals whenever we show up and express our love for these souls every single month. We are going to our nursing homes. And that is scheduled, and that's something as an eldership that that we want our congregation to be involved in. And Brother Paul does a great job in organizing and making sure that we have people who understand their roles and responsibilities during the times in which we go. And whenever we go to the nursing homes, we are engaging in song service with the residents who are there, as well as with one another, and we also have chances to pray with and for and during the times in which we're there unto our Heavenly Father. And those who are on for those opportunities, it's important for us to show up, amen? Because we have assignments for those times that the elders have said we need to be there. But then in like figure, not only is it important for those who are on the programs to show up, it is such a blessing and such an importance for others to show up. And in saying that, I realize from time to time we have family obligations, we have sickness, and we have other things that are pressing, and therefore there are times where that maybe not everybody can be there, but friends, let's take into consideration is that throughout the course of a year, there ought to be really, we ought to prioritize to where there's more times than not that we can and will show up to our nursing homes to be a part of the service that has been organized by Brother Paul and that is conducted by the church here at East End. But then also, tonight I want to encourage us and to lay before us that I believe that there is a need for us to show up to funerals and weddings and such. How many in here get invitations to weddings from time to time? Now from the guys, let me just ask, the ladies more than anything seem to be eager to go to weddings because it seems to be a girl thing, right? They like to go and to see what the wedding's all about. How many guys in here really and truly like to go to weddings? Kind of depends on who it is. I didn't get any hands up. Mine's up, by the way. In that, though, is it important, even if it's something that we may not necessarily like to do, is that we go and do it anyway? How many in here like going to funerals? I don't like to. In fact, if I could skip my own, I would skip it. But the bottom line is that these things are a part of life. And when we're dealing with somebody who has lost a loved one, showing up is most important. When we were going through the school of preaching years ago, myself as a student, Brother Tom Miller, Brother James Meadows, Brother Charles Brown, Brother Lonnie Smith, Brother Edwin Jones, Brother Cole and the many others that I had pressed upon us as gospel preachers. If you want to be successful with a congregation, show up. Show up whenever people are in the hospital. Show up whenever people are in the nursing home. Show up whenever people are sick. Show up whenever you're invited to a wedding. Show up whenever somebody's lost a loved one. Go and pay your respects. Go and be with that family. And sometimes they said, you will not know what to say. And sometimes maybe we don't go for funeral visits or even to weddings because we won't know. We fear those things and we don't know what to say, especially whenever it comes to funerals. And friends, sometimes we don't need to say anything at all other than just to show up. And that says a lot, does it not? And we'll talk about some of those things as we go on in the lesson. We all also to show up to help our brethren and others. The Bible identifies in the context of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, as you therefore have opportunity, let us, he's speaking to the church, let us do good unto all men. In other words, to those who are outside of the body of Christ, but especially those who are of the household of faith. Fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to make sure that we put them first. And in what manner? Well, in whatever opportunity we have, conjoined with our abilities. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, the Scripture identifies is that those who have this world's good, those who are blessed from a financial standpoint, whenever you come into a situation or an occasion where someone's not, and you have an opportunity, and I'm not talking about if somebody's trying to freeload off the church or something like that, or if they ought to be working and they're not. But what I'm talking about is where it is a legitimate situation. The Bible very clearly makes it known unto us as Christians is that we ought to show up to try and to help out during those times of need. And this congregation has done a wonderful job. I know over the course of the time that we have been here, over 8 years, and I know that the congregation, even beyond that here, has a history, has a reputation of showing up, certainly in these manners, to help individuals whenever they have needs. And yes, we're going to get what probably most people thought I was going to talk about tonight, and that is to the area of worship and even also to service. And I'm going to identify them on different levels because there is that worship service, but then there's also this service work that God lays upon us to be involved in. We need to show up to worship. When? Always. Amen? Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, and Wednesdays. These things ought to be of utmost importance to us. They were to Jesus, and they must also be to each and every one of us. And I realize, as I've already stated tonight, is that if you're here tonight, you're a part of that in crowd who is typically here, but at the same time, sometimes probably some of us allow ourselves, allow life, allow our feelings and other things just to keep us from showing up for worship or maybe showing up for service, work within the church. I think that with our congregation, the size that we are, is that there certainly are a lot of good things that we are involved in. I don't want to take away from that at all. The eldership from the years past have done a great job in organizing works for this congregation. But brethren, there are so many more things I believe that we can, that we should be accomplishing, that would help to further the cause of Christ and that would help us to be able even to grow as a congregation, numerically as well as spiritually. And in that, the more that we are participating in the works of the church, showing up for these things, then not only will we grow numerically, but we will grow together, unified body, with such great strength to the glory and honor of our God. And somebody says, well, Kevin, to what level then are you suggesting tonight that we show up? I'm saying the same thing as what we saw to be characteristic in our Lord's life, is that Jesus showed up in an ultimate way to what level? Sacrificially. And if it was good enough for Jesus, it also ought to be good enough for us, correct? Because the Bible very clearly says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, he that says he abides in him ought also so to walk even as he walked. And remember the context of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. We are to give ourselves in a sacrificial manner. That's the context. Why? Because it's reasonable, is what God says. Why would He say that it's reasonable service for us to do that? Whenever we lay the service of which God calls us to and showing up for all these areas, and I'm going to say even more, it's reasonable as we would parallel or compare it to the way in which Jesus did in His life. And therefore, every single day of our life, you and I ought to be thinking about ways in which God expects us to show up, and then we ought to engage in showing up so that God will be pleased and glorified. You see, there are a lot of blessings that come about as a result of our showing up. Me showing up as a preacher, and us showing up as an eldership, and our deacons showing up as deacons in the church, and every member showing up as members in the church. To begin with, people see that we are interested in them, and that in reality we care. Going to hospitals, and going to nursing homes, and showing up for funeral home visits, and things of that nature, show people is that we, you know, you're not just a name to us. Your name's not just on the roster list over at the East End Church of Christ and we check it off on Sundays and Wednesdays. It says, you are real to us. It says to these individuals, we know who you are and we have an interest and concern, care for what's going on in your life. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and verse 35, the Scripture says that God's people are to love one another as also God has loved us. And do we certainly, I believe that we see in the way in which Christ showed up that God has an interest and care for us. And as His people, I believe that when we show up, we also communicate the same thing. But then also, God is honored and pleased through our outreach. Whenever we show up and reaching out, because in reality, that's our agenda, is it not? We want to reach out to our membership, to our brethren, and encourage them. We're reaching out. And when we look to the people in the world, we're reaching out in genuine love, concern, and care, interest for them, hoping that we might be able to win them to the Christ someday. And as a result of that, friends, not only do they see that we're interested and that we care in them, care for them, but then also our God is honored through our service works, and our God is pleased with us. I want to please God, and I know you do too. And I want to please God while I'm here, but friends, I want to make sure that I'm pleasing to God whenever I stand before Him in judgment. And showing up in the ways of which God commands is one way, an avenue, wherein that God says that we're able to please Him. But then also our talents and confidence will increase. Talents are our abilities in the context of the way in which I'm using them tonight. When we think about our talents, where do they come from? They're God-given. And some have fewer talents, and some are blessed with just an unreal amount of talents. And in that, we ought to all be investing our talents, no matter if we are a one-talented man or a ten-talented man. And what God shows us is that whenever we invest our talent, is that He's going to increase it and give us more and more talents. And with that more and more talents also comes greater opportunities and responsibilities. And somebody might say, wait a second, Kevin. That's a whole lot of work you're asking us to do. Friends, I'm just sharing what the Lord says. And God says is that He gives us talents. And that He expects us to invest those talents so that He can give us more talent and more works to do. You see, as Christians, we should never really vacation. We should really never retire. And I'm not saying from your jobs, but as Christians, we ought to always be engaged in the works. Amen? No matter what level we are in life. And God says that whenever we're doing these things to His glory and honor, that He will bless our talents and our abilities, and great confidence will come as a result of our engaging in works. I'll tell you something that maybe I've said before. I don't know. After 8 years, I'm sure I repeat myself from time to time. But when I was going through school, I remember being a freshman in high school, and I was very shy, very timid. And somebody today would say, really? Imagine that. My sister, though, was more outgoing. She's still outgoing today. And Kim was involved in speech contests, and she always got involved in those speech contests and did quite well. And she came to me one year and she says, Kevin, I think that you need to do a speech. And I look back over that, and first I thought she was crazy. And then today I look back and think to myself, well, she was really just looking out for me and trying to get me to step out of my comfort zone. And I did, because I love and respect her. And as a result of that, I memorized that speech that I had to give for that presentation, if you would, and did well and got a first on it. And I thought to myself, maybe, just possibly, maybe I'm not as stupid as I thought I was. Maybe I can do something. Things that I never really thought I could do. And friends, it's even more so important that we use our talents in the church, and to understand that God is working not only to increase our talents, but also to build us up with confidence. That way we will be more productive in regard to the things that we're seeking to accomplish to the glory and honor of our God's name. But also the Bible identifies that the church as a whole, the church becomes unified, and we become much stronger when we are showing up in the ways in which we've identified tonight and even beyond. And souls will be brought and taught unto God. We will have greater opportunities every single day to teach the lost about our Lord as a result of our showing up versus running away, versus just living as everyone else lives in this world, just going through their business and going home and doing whatever else is left to do. If we sacrificially give ourselves and we're constantly on the go, showing up different places and seeking those opportunities that God gives us to speak up on His behalf, friends, we will not be able to, I don't think we'll be able to handle all the teaching opportunities that God will lay before us. But then also, we'll wear that baptistry out, bringing souls unto the Lord. So tonight, what is the lesson about? Well, if you missed it, you missed the whole lesson. It's about showing up. It's about showing up in the ways of which God commands us to do, and understanding that whenever we do so, we will be blessed, the church will be blessed, and souls who are recipients of our showing up will also be blessed in one form, fashion, or another. Tonight, let me say, I'm grateful that you have shown up here, and that you're being a part of our worship service. Such a blessing, such an encouragement. But it may be that we have some here tonight who have shown up who are not members of the church. And for that reason, we want you to know is that God stands willing and ready to forgive you tonight if you're willing to confess Christ to be the Son of the living God, if you're willing to submit yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. You can receive the forgiveness of God this very hour, and you can now become a Christian, but also God wants you to understand is that you must walk in newness of life, to repent of the old ways, so that your life will now be patterned according to the standards of God. It may be that we have members here who are erring in one form or fashion, and in that we want you to know how much we love you, how much God loves you above that. And we would love to be able to pray with you and for you that if you're erring, need to be restored, that you can accomplish that also. Please come.